I thank you for a new year, and I welcome your word, and I'm excited, expectant, and engaged for your word and your will to be accomplished in my life. Every day, every month, all year long, it will be strong and strong. In Jesus' name, I thank you for the Holy Spirit, who will guide me through every step and give me clarity and clear vision to your will and to your way each and every day. In Jesus' name, I say, amen. 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 You may be seated. This first series sets the tone for our year, which is love equals victory. Love equals victory. And I want to bring us all back to a place where we're really cognizant and conscious of our love walk. You know, two things that come to mind when I think about this that started this was the scripture in Matthew 24, where Jesus said, because iniquity abounds, the love of many will grow cold. Now, grow cold is a word in the Greek that means it was like because of sin was so rampant around you, it kind of blew your love fire out. And some people got frosty or cold or calloused in their love life and their love walk. And the devil knows faith is so important, right? Faith is the victory. Everything gets done by faith. But faith operates and stays active by love. So if you have no love, you have no faith. Because your faith won't work if you don't love or if you don't forgive. So what the devil likes to get people mad, bad, sad, blow your glove cold. Now your faith won't click. Then your victory won't be realized. Is everybody following me? Yes. Now the premise of this is, subject is love the way to victory in 2023. I want to bring you back to the simplicity, but also the supernatural power of the love of God. How it needs to be working and functioning fully and operative in your life, your marriage, your family, your work environments, your whole business endeavors, anything you have to deal with or do or decide must be done through love. Are you here with me? 1 Corinthians 13:8, I'm just reading the first part of that verse. New King James Version says, love never fails. So what does that tell you? If I stay in love, I can live failure-proof this year and beyond. Everything else will fail. Even our faith fails. Jesus told Peter, your faith's going to fail. But I prayed for you. Why? Because he loved Peter. Amen. So our faith can fail, but love never fails. I'm talking about the love of God. Are you listening to me? The God kind of love. Amplified Classic says love never fails, never fades out or becomes obsolete or becomes to an end. So it might sound old school, but it's always in school and new school to operate by love. Do everything in love. New Living says love will last forever. Pastor, I understand that, but why do people get divorced? Because they're not operating in agape, the love of God. Why do people split up? Why do people get mad and fight and fuss? They're not operating in agape, the God kind of love. Why do things fail when people supposedly say they are in love? Because it's not agape love. It's not the love of God. All other loves, the three other major kinds of loves that are described in the New Testament Bible, all potentially will fail and are all not good enough. I'm talking about phileo, brotherly love, friendship type of love. Because friends can turn into enemies. Friends can separate friends because someone backstabbed them or talked about them. Phileo love is good, but it's not good enough. Amen. Storge or storge love, which is domestic love, family love, that means the love of a parent to a child, the love of spouses, the love of children to parents, so forth and so on, relatives. Storge love is good. And you hear all the cultural phrases, family is everything. But families can fail. Families can fall apart if you're just using storge. So, you know, some mothers and parents, fathers, are in distress because, you know, why is the child doing this? I taught them better. They know better. Did this. I gave them all this. I showed them all this storge, not agape. Storge. Why did they fall apart? Because that love is good, but not good enough. Then eros. Some people think romantic or sensual love. Or cure everything. Well, if it did, the people that sell their bodies and give away their bodies on the streets would be the most holy people in the world. Eros is good. God made it good in the right context, in a covenant marriage. But it's not good enough. Because many people have done that and got up and hated the person. Amen. Are you listening to me? So I'm talking about agape. Agape never fails. It says it never fades out, never comes obsolete, comes on the end. Doesn't it mean it doesn't need updating or upgrading? Amen. Passion Translation says, love never stops loving. That's how people get distant, separated, cold against one another. Things become corrupt in the relationship. Why? Because they stopped loving. They didn't have agape. They had something else. But why do you stop loving? God's love always loves. Always forgives, always live, never dies, or goes dormant and docile. Everybody good? Happy New Year again, everybody. Gotta get you to smile. So this first Sunday of the year, I want to communicate the most important thing in the world that you will need to thrive and experience victory in 2023. Everybody say the love of God. Look at someone next to you, smile at them real good, and say, you and I need to walk in the love of God all year long. So we must learn now more than ever that the love of God is different and distinct from the other three forms of natural human love. So it's the love of God is not only our big to-do, but also the main thing to base our decisions, our directions upon this new year. A quality decision based on a predetermined decision to walk and practice instant forgiveness and unconditional love, whoever or wherever people may be in your life. It's a big deal. You and I must refuse and resist to make decisions based on our feelings and emotions. Perhaps that may have been the case in some instances in 2022 where we let our feelings get the best of us, our temper ran hot, our mouth lost its control, we said things we didn't necessarily mean, We damaged relationships that we didn't intend to. Are y'all here already? So the love of God must dominate my mind and my emotions. Because the recipe of love said love believes the best of every person. Its hopes are faithless under all circumstances and endures everything without weakening. That means the only way I can keep from getting weak in a relationship tension or relationship trauma is to stay in the love of God. If not, I'm gonna X somebody out. I'm gonna cross them off. I'm done with you. Remember that shark? Everybody remember the Shark Tank show? And Mr. Wonderful? You're dead to me. We should not be repeating those phrases to anybody in our circle of family and friends. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Everybody say, the love of God must dominate my mind and my emotions. How would love talk to that person? How would love treat that person? I'm talking about agape. How would love think about that person? Now, Jesus started the new commandment with this phrase and statements and power statements in John 13. John 13, 34 and 35, he said, a new commandment I give to you. Everybody say, Lord, I receive your commandment personally for me to practice in 2023. Hallelujah. He said, I give it to you. What's he giving you? First day of the year. A new commandment. This is the big one. That you what? Love one another. Now, he's not using eros. He's not using storge. He's not using phileo. He's using agape. That you agape one another as I have agaped you. That you also love one another. Agape. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. If you have agape one for another. Now, this is where you got to cross the dividing line of I like you, so I'm going to treat you good. But see, love has nothing to do with liking somebody. Agape. Because, you know, if you stay in that other realm of natural human love, you can look at somebody and say, there's a whole lot of things I don't like about you. You can think about them and look at them through the eyes of, do I like you? Do I feel good about you right now? And so many people dwell in that realm and stay in that realm, and they don't treat people like Christ treats them or has treated them, but they treat people how either they treated me or if I like them or feel good about them. But that's not the commandment. The commandment says that you agape one another. As I have agaped you, unconditionally, sacrificially. Love can be described, agape, can be the unconditional, sacrificial commitment to a difficult or different person without any strings attached. Because some people say, well, I don't like you because you're so different. I don't like your mannerisms, your idiosyncrasies, your style. You don't like what I like. So he's like, agape looks, powers through all of that. It says, there's no conditions. Amen. There's no limits. I'm putting on. No restrictions on you, on my love for you. No reservations, no hesitations on my love for you. Woo. Lord, I thank you that this is the right message for the day. John 15, verse 12 through and 17. Verses 12 and 17. John 15, look what Jesus said again. This is my commandment. Everybody say, Lord, I receive your commandment personally for me in 2023. That you love one another, agape one another, as I have loved you. There it is again. So it's established. These things I, what, suggest to you? Verse 17, he didn't say suggesting. These things I, what, everybody say it, command you. I command you that you, what? Say, Lord, I'm yours to command and to control. That's what you do at the table. Lord, I mean, this represents the ultimate sacrifice. And surrender to the work of God, to the will of God, to the ways of God. And how did Jesus walk? In his Father's love. What did he show? His Father's love. When he hung on that cross, what did he was demonstrating? Agape love. Sacrificial. Unconditional. Unlimited love of God. And he turned around and said, I'm commanding you to do it to one another. So you got to be willing to surrender and sacrifice yourself and what you want for what the other person needs. Hallelujah. He said, these things I command that you love one another. Let's go to Romans chapter 13, verse 8. Romans chapter 13, verse 8. We're just introducing this week. Hope you're seeing this. Look at what it says. Owe no man anything except to what? Agape one another. Every time I get up, every time the day starts, every time I come to church, I have a debt to pay. You might be out of debt financially. That's great. That's a good place to be. You might be financially independent, but you still have debts. The main debt says, owe no man anything except this, what? To love one another. So everybody say, Lord, in 2023, I commit before thee to pay my debt to love one another. Now you got to really mean that. You got to really mean that I'm going to pay the bill every time. Now, love is unconditional. That means I don't, wait. I can't love you right now. I'm hurting, going through stuff. I have some negative thoughts. I have some bad thoughts. I had a bad dream about us and you. What is all that? That's conditional. It's unconditional, sacrificial. You think it was a convenient time for Jesus to get on the cross at the height of his ministry? 33 and a half years? He said, I lay down my life. Now in 2023, you got to be willing to lay down your life for other people who may be different or who may be difficult to you. Feelings has nothing to do with this. See, that's that natural human love. I don't feel you right now. I ain't getting you right now. I'm emotionally bothered by you right now. That has nothing to do with this commandment. Because the love of God is in the spiritual class and not in the emotional class. The other three are in the emotional class. That means it's based on your feelings at the moment. That's why, you know, husbands and wives can get into a spat or an argument or disagreement. Family members can get into a feud or fuss over stuff. Why? Because it's all based on feelings and selfishness, not selflessness. The love of God says, I'm on the spiritual. That means I make a choice. I choose to love. I choose to forgive. It doesn't matter if I got tears running down my cheeks and I'm steaming mad. I let the love of God dominate me. Hallelujah. It says, owe no man anything except to agape one another, love one. For he who loves one another has fulfilled the law. Everybody say, Lord, I want to fulfill the law in 2023. So please help me. Fulfill the law, that means you meet all the requirements. Now, once you meet all the requirements of obedience, blessings come. Victory comes. Triumph comes. Healing comes. Help comes. We're going to need God's help. We're going to need God's healing in 2023. We're going to need God's favor in 2023. How you stay in that place and receive that grace? Love. Everybody say love. Praise God. Fulfill the law. Now, what law? Well, there's a royal law. The Bible says in 1 James chapter 2, verse 8, the royal law. Because, see, obeying the royal law, why is it royal law? Because obeying it, this commandment, makes you a king. Not obeying it makes you a slave. Now, who wants to be a slave in 2023? That means God is not in control. You and your flesh are in control. And then the devil will take control. We can determine the outcome of this year at the onset of this year. You say, I'm going to refuse to harbor any ill will or any animosity. I'm going to refuse to harbor unforgiveness. It's not a safe harbor in your heart or soul to have unforgiveness or bitterness or resentment against anybody. I refuse to have the least bit of animosity or ill will about anybody for anything. I mean, today, January 1st, wipe the slate clean. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It says, love does no harm, verse 10, to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. Now, one translation says, love never hurts anybody. Love does no harm. Did I hurt them in what I said? Did I contribute to their downfall or their demise by what I did? Does it do you any good to rake people over the coals on everything they do wrong? Or can't get right? Has anybody ever seen that produce good fruit in a person? When you criticize them, ostracize them, condemn them, tell them they ain't good enough, tell them what they can't do. When all of us in Christ, we can do all things through what? Christ who strengthens us. Most people want to talk about their problems and their pain with people instead of their potential and the promises of God over their people. Well, let's keep going. Galatians 5:14. Y'all getting something out of this? All the law is fulfilled in one word. What is it? Even this. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. That's the only measuring stick we should have. Am I agaping my neighbor? Neighbor can start in your own house, in your own bedroom, all the way to a neighbor that you don't know that very well. So we always say across the aisle at church, across the street where you live, across the globe, somebody you don't know that well. They qualify as neighbor. All the laws fulfilled in one word. If you love your neighbor as yourself. See, some people love their friends, close friends and family, but they're very cliquish. They don't care about nobody else. It's easy to drop a dime and talk trash about somebody on TV you don't know. Somebody in the community that you don't know real well. Or somebody at church that you don't care for. Let's talk about our Father's love. Let's look at John chapter 14. John chapter 14, verse 21, it says here in verse 21 of John chapter 14, he who has my commandments, what commandments he's talking about? The love commandment. And keeps them, it is he who loves me. So you got to keep this all year long to demonstrate and prove that I love you. Because love, you can't just go up and say, look, God, I just love you. I pat you on the back and I feel good about you, God. No, love is characterized not by feelings, but by your obedience. Your obedience to his command. Amen. He said, and keeps them. He loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father. So I'm going to get love as I give love and keep the love of God, commandment of God. And I will love him and my will manifest myself to him. I believe 2023 can be our best year ever of answered prayer, miracles, signs, and wonders if we keep this commandment. This is a master key. This is the major key. He said, my Father and I will manifest myself to. He's manifesting. That means you've got Jesus and God the Father walking around manifesting. In and around your life. In and around your home. My wife and I were laughing the other day about the recent number of answered prayers the last part of December. And I was laughing because I said, we started praying some of this stuff first part of December, and just God just manifesting. He closing the chapter. I mean, we got a laundry list of praise reports that we'll share at some point in time. But because we refuse to step out of love, because every step out of love is a step out of God. And it's a step out of the protection and plan of God for your life. God's plan is never for you to walk around unloving or unforgiving. That's not his agenda. So when you step out of love, you step out of God and you step into darkness. And you step into a serious dilemma in your life. Because now you stopped all the engines from heaven working on your behalf. Prayers won't work. Can't receive. You're in a bad place. You're in a dark space. Let's keep going. And it says, and Judas Iscariot, verse 20, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world? And Jesus said, if you anyone loves me, agape me, he will keep my word. So God looks at you keeping his word as a telltale sign and a true measurement of you loving him. And he said, I and my Father will love him, and we will come into him and make our home with him. Come on now, God's going to live. And he who does not love me will not keep my words. So it's not about me saying, love you. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. With your lips. But your attitude and your actions of obedience are not there. He who does not love me does not keep my words, and the world you hear is not mine, but my Father's. So God, Jesus was just relaying the message from the Father. You demonstrate your love toward me by obedience to my word and to my will. And God wills for you to love. He wills for you to forgive. He doesn't authorize at you at any point to demonstrate hatred, strife. because they're against, they're counterproductive, and of course they're counterculture against the kingdom of God and against God. He's a God of love. Hatred is not authorized. Bitterness is not authorized. Resentment and unforgiveness are intolerable, should be intolerable to you. Walking around frustrated and fretful about people and what they do or what they haven't done should not be tolerated. Amen. John 14, 21 through 24 says, those who truly love me are those who obey my commandments. This is a Passion translation. Whoever passionately loves me will be passionately loved by my Father. And I will passionately love him in return. And I will reveal myself to him. The disciples, Judas, not Iscariot, said, Lord, why is it that you only reveal yourself, your identity to us and not to everyone? And Jesus replied, loving me empowers you. Listen to this. Loving me empowers you to obey my word. I can't do that. I can't do that. I can't forgive that. I can't forget that. Love Jesus. And that will empower you to do his word. And my Father will love you and so deeply and will come to you and make our dwelling place, but those who don't love me will not obey my words. The Father did not send me to speak my own revelation, but the words of my Father. Now, two things are emphasized in this short passage of Scripture in John 14. First, Jesus said, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, or he who has my commandments and does them. Keep in mind, Jesus' commandments is what he said. We said before in John 13, 4, 34, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I've loved you. We got to make sure we keep this commandment. We start it and we keep it 365 this year. 24/7. And there's no reason to worry about other commandments. Because walking in love sums up the whole business. Because the word of God says love is the fulfilling of the law. We just read that. Romans 13:10. So if you keep Jesus' commandments, you have fulfilled the rest of the commandments. Amen. And then he said you shall be, second thing in this passage we just read, that you'll be loved of my Father. So if you walk in love, you're walking in God's realm because God is love. God's very nature, because he is love, compels you to care for us and him to protect us and to provide for us and manifest his great mercy and grace and shield us and protect us all year long. It's the safest place to be. Now, let me read something that you should be reading every day, the month of January, just to reestablish love in your heart and life. It's 1 Corinthians 13, 4, 8, Amplified Bible. It says, love endures long and is patient and kind, is never envious nor boils over with jealousy. It's not boastful or vainglorious, does not display itself haughtily, is not conceited, arrogant, or inflated with pride. It is not rude, unmannerly, and does not act unbecomingly. So, you know, when we flesh out and fall out and flake out, that's not love acting. That's self-acting, trying to get attention. Amen. Somebody say, praise the Lord. It says not arrogant or flavored pride, so it means your number one subject is not just you. Amen. Love, God's love in us, does not insist on its own rights or its own way, for it's not self-seeking. So if we're in love, we're not going to be insisting on my way or the highway or the way I want things. Amen. It says it's not touchy or fretful or resentful. It takes no account of evil done to it. It pays no attention to a suffered wrong. It does not rejoice in injustice and unrighteousness, but rejoices when right and truth prevail. Love bears up under anything and everything that comes, is ever ready to believe the best of every person, and its hopes are faithless under all circumstances, and endures everything without weakening. Love never fails. Everybody say, love, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Love never fails. We always say, love always wins. Love is beyond defeat. Or probably not a dictionary term, but love is undefeatable. How can you live undefeated in 2023? Love. Hallelujah. Now, there's a story that goes along with this. There was an account where two people were getting ready to split up. They were tired of each other. Divorce court's coming. They already filed the papers. So at the time, the lady called the pastor's wife, and the pastor said, well, can we get both of them over? See, some people want to just carry on with the junk and the drama and think that you're supposed to clean up stuff. But see, this is the cure. Amen. And so they told him, every day, write this out, these four verses, out on a 3x5 card. And in the morning, you wake up, you read them out loud. At night, read it out loud. Because God hates divorce. But he also, it's what's synonymous with divorce is division. That's not good for your house, because the Bible says a house divided against itself won't stand. Division brings destruction. Divorce is just a derivative of division. And if you let the spirit of division get in it, and division and strife get in there, then that destruction is coming there. Amen. Hallelujah. So they did it every day, 30 days. They redacted or retracted the divorce papers, said, we're fine, Pastor, we're fine. Revolutionary change in their hearts and attitude. The lady said, my husband said for the first time after a couple of days, just 2 days of saying this, after 2 days, will you please forgive me for how stubborn and arrogant I was and harsh with my words. And then he asked her again the next day, will you please forgive me? Then he asked her again the third day, will you please forgive me? So the love of God was breaking up the hardness of his heart. And after a week, they're both crying. Because the love of God never fails. And things got turned around. They said, we don't need to get divorced. We're back in love again. But this is a higher class of love. Hallelujah. All right, next scripture. Everybody good? Yes. I'm almost done here. 1 Corinthians 14:1. The first part of Amplified Bible. I want this to really stick with you. It says, eagerly pursue, Amplified APC, and seek and acquire this love. Everybody say, eagerly pursue. See, that's your plan right there. Eagerly pursue and seek to acquire this love. Make it your aim. Your great quests. That's Amplified. Plan number one. Eagerly pursue this. Make it your aim and your great quests. Praise God. See, just walking in the love of God will solve all your problems in life. At home. It will solve all your problems in the church. It solve all our problems in marriages. Y'all hear? Y'all ain't gone home already, right? That's why the Bible said to make love of God our great aim in life. What do I got to do this year, Pastor? Make love. My something I eagerly pursue. My aim. My great quest in 2023. At the start of this year, I want you to make an unwavering decision and an unswerving commitment at the communion table, just in a moment, to make the living in love and walking in love our primary aim and our great quest. The only way you can go beyond defeat and be unfailing, and so that you don't fall apart mentally or emotionally, is to stay in the love of God. Are y'all here with me? So you choose to love. You choose to forgive. Because love begins with a choice, not a feeling. I'm not asking for your feelings this morning, because you could have stayed up late and be tired. I'm asking for your choice this morning, this afternoon. Choose to love. Choose to love God and to love people. Choose to pay our debt of love to others daily, weekly, monthly. Choose before God today that you'll walk in love, the God kind of love, and walk in forgiveness. See, since God's love is so powerful and enduring because it never fails, why don't more people, and particularly more Christian believers, do what the Bible says and make the love of God their aim or their great quest in life? Why don't they? In fact, how many of us can honestly say that we've made in 2022 and past years the love of God our great quest in life? You know, the way our culture runs in the world, it likes to harbor ill will. It likes to harbor anger. It likes to hold on to grudges and say, this is what happened to me back in this day. This is what happened in my previous marriage and this previous relationship and this previous boyfriend from high school, this previous girlfriend from high school. This is what happened when I was a child. They are prisoners of their past and their painful moments in life. That's not God's best. See, God giving you a clear vision of the love of God says, I'm going to predetermine my future this year. That I'm not going to be held bondage by my pain or my past. Ephesians 5:1, it says this in the New Living Translation. Ephesians 5:1-7. Listen to this verb. Imitate God. Therefore, in everything you do, because you are His dear children. Look at verse number 2. Highlight that. Underline it. The first part of it. It says, live a life filled with love. That's our goal. Live a life filled with love. Following the example of Christ. Unconditional. Sacrificial. Eternal commitment of the love of God. With the love of God. Amen. He loved us and offered himself as a sacrifice for us, a pleasing aroma to God. Listen to this, verse 3. Let there be no sexual immorality, impurity, or greed among you. See, love won't do that because it cares about God, about the things of God, the honor towards God, and the honor towards others. He said, don't let this stuff be among you. Because main manifestations of love is to give and to forgive. And so giving means I'm not going to be greedy. Just get all I can all I get, and sit on my can. Amen. You know, the TV commercials try to make you greedy. The pop-ups on your social media accounts and stuff make you greedy. Because it makes you idolatrous for things. You lust for things. You don't love, fall in love with things. People lust for things and they think, I love that. I love that. Oh, I'd love to have that new thing. Wrong placement of love. You love people. You love God. Amen. It says that such sins have no place among God's people. Obscene stories, foolish talk, coarse jokes, these are not for you. Instead, let there be thankfulness to God. Thank you, Lord, that the love of God is shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Spirit. You should say that every morning. You don't feel anything. It's not goosebumps running up your arms. You thank God in advance. Thank you, Lord. According to Romans 5:5, the love of God is shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Spirit. And I allow that love, and I thank you for allowing that love to dominate me today, to dictate my decisions and my directions and my deeds today. Thank you for allowing that love to dominate me. Verse number 5. Look at it. Sure, you can be sure that no immoral, impure, or greedy person will inherit the kingdom of Christ and of God. For a greedy person is an idolater, worshiping the things of this world. Don't be fooled by those who excuse their sins, for the anger of God will for the anger of God will fall upon those who disobey him. How do we prove God's love? Obedience. How we get fooled and think that we can escape God's wrath or anger or judgment? By disobeying. Don't participate in the things these people do. Now, when it says access to the kingdom, that doesn't mean you're not saved. It just means you can't access the victory, blessings, and triumphs and grace that God has for you every single day. You can stop and close the doors to God's unlimited resources from heaven by refusing to love and refusing to forgive. Not imitating God. Not living a life full of love, following the example of Christ. So I truly believe this is imperative and important so that each of us step up in our love walk and our love to align with Christ's life. So as we close, would you choose today to begin the new year to make love your aim and your great quest? That's something for you to answer. Will you choose today in this year to imitate and copy Christ's example? Now I'm going to ask the Connection Care team to pass out the communion elements right now. And as I'm reading them, thank you for your time and attention today. This new year, we're going to commit ourselves and consecrate ourselves to stay in love, to step up in love, to walk a life of love like Christ. Hallelujah.